Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question comes through from Gabby, and Gabby's asking about exercises or stretches that will help your running. Like, for example, do lunges help and that sort of thing? Like, what can she do to become a better runner, not just by running, if that makes any sense?
Yeah. So the stretching one is hard to answer over male, because with stretching we sometimes need to be a little bit careful, because some muscles potentially need stretching and other muscles are already probably weak and therefore quite flexible already. So I guess a reasonable safe answer without knowing too much about Gabby would be to do gentle stretching of the glutes, the hamstrings and the hip flexors. I'm quite comfortable that most runners probably need to work on their flexibility in that area, and the occasional stretching of the calves. But overstretched calves are probably more to blame for issues than having too tight calves. And then from a strengthening point of view, look, there's still a lot to be said for correcting whatever imbalances you've got. So it's not always about making you stronger. Sometimes it's just about fixing one or two issues. But that question I can't answer specifically for Gabby because I've got no idea. But again, in runners, typically what we're looking to try and do is strengthen the glutes, strengthen the quads and the hamstrings, and then to work on some proprioception and core stuff. So the type of exercises that I like to get people to do for a running program are single leg squats, single leg press up, single leg step ups onto a high bench, and single leg curls. That typically takes care of most of the potential issues that runners have. And then obviously I may prescribe some individual things if I've had some time to spend with the runner. And then I always encourage people to add a little bit of core work on top of those four exercises. And then, as I said before, proprioception, and in lay terms, that really just means teaching the muscles around your joints to turn on and off at the appropriate time. So those would typically be things like balancing on one leg on an unstable surface, and to a degree, the step ups on the bench and the single leg squats will take care of that.
All right, fantastic. Lindsay, thank you so much for that answer. Back again tomorrow for another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your question in. The website, once again, askcoachperry.com.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.